This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand today strengthened ties with key agreements in defence and trade. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorized economic mutual recognition agreement. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said the two countries have also decided to launch off negotiations on a free trade agreement to boost mutual trade and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi this evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region.
India and New Zealand are fortunate enough to live in the world's most economically dynamic region. The Indo-Pacific will represent 2/3 of global economic growth over the coming years. And by 2030, it will be home to 2/3 of the world's middle-class consumers. And India itself lies at the heart of this exciting economic future.
The theme for this year's Raisina Dialogue is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. The event is witnessing participation of representatives from about 125 countries. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed defense cooperation and intelligence sharing. Both leaders emphasized that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the government has taken several steps to improve rail infrastructure and provide a comfortable and affordable journey to passengers. He said that the railways has created 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years, with a continued focus on reducing rail accidents in the country. The minister was replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Mr. Vaishnaw stressed that passenger fares have not been increased since 2020 and it is very cost effective in comparison to neighboring countries.
जनरल क्लास में 121 रुपए भारत में किराया है, पाकिस्तान में 436 रुपए, बांग्लादेश में 323 रुपए, श्रीलंका में 413 रुपए, ऐसा ही हर एक कैटेगरी में बहुत कम किराए में एक सुरक्षित और अच्छी क्वालिटी की सर्विस मिल सके, ऐसा प्रयास हमेशा रहता है। 2020 के बाद में किराए में वृद्धि नहीं की गई है, 2020 में भी बहुत छोटी सी एक वृद्धि की गई थी, 1 पैसा पर किलोमीटर के हिसाब से जनरल क्लास में और एयर कंडीशन क्लासेस में उससे थोड़ी ज्यादा की गई।
Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today launched a dedicated mobile app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme in New Delhi. The app provides various facilities, including intuitive interface with a clean design and effortless navigation, easy registration through Aadhaar face authentication, and real-time alerts to keep candidates abreast of new updates. 20 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Chhattisgarh today. 19 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district. District Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said these Maoists were carrying a cumulative reward of 29 lakh rupees. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks tomorrow on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 kicked off in the United Kingdom this evening. India began the campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy 64-22 in the men's category at Wolverhampton. Earlier, in the inaugural match of the event, England defeated Hungary 101-25. In the men's competition, 10 teams have been divided into two groups, A and B. India is competing in Group B along with Italy, Scotland, Wales and China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.